This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Ross Tucker joins us in about 15 minutes. Odyssey NFL Insider. Get his take on the Commanders and more. Game show Wednesday at 9 o'clock. We will play Junkerty. Really good prizes. We have Metallica tickets, and we have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group, where you can go to one of their many restaurants. Right now, time for the entertainment page, which is driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Ricky. May not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker and Miriam over there.
Where's the read?
It's right there, my friend.
Read there,
I don't think they have interest in charging you interest.
They have no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. I got the X5. I love it. My buddy's got the i7. Loves that. If you're an electric car guy, find out more. BMWFairfax.com. Sorry. I'm just getting distracted. All of these like Diddy details are coming out. I mean, there are
more?
They are crazy, dude.
What's the latest?
There's so much. First of all,
and I believe them all, by the way.
I mean, it's kind of hard to deny. I mean, just so much reporting. But, you know, allegedly, they're saying he had a weight scale. So you had to be under 140 pounds. You had to wear a certain type of clothing.
No tattoos.
No
piercings.
Tattoos.
Or no minimum tattoos.
Just to make piercings. It into
no
the party?
Yeah, this is for the girls. No pants, no jeans.
Dress
just
only.
Shorts.
Dresses, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like our spring break party.
No flats.
credentials.
They said we would do a weigh-in if necessary.
They kept a scale in the car.
Hey, it's Brett checking in. Is there VIP? You know I like VIP.
I got to tell Mar about that one.
They actually said no flab, no cellulite, not overly pierced or tattooed, no short hair. The girls have to be young and hot. That was the requirement to be there.
Interesting.
Isn't that what it is at most clubs where
they don't bring out a scale?
Yeah, they don't bring out a scale.
Subtle.
But, you know, they look at the people and they're like, you're not coming in. You can come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a flex. Yeah. I mean, you just bring out the scale and you have them step on a scale. It's kind of a silly move. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know if that would work today, Valdez. Good luck trying to do that.
Would that have worked for his college girlfriend that you always bring up, baby? That you saw one of Valdez?
I mean, she was short.
She was short.
The scale breaks.
No, I'm not saying that she was large.
Okay.
Because she was just short.
It was like 4'6".
I just always remember you joning on her. I don't remember the details.
I mean, I'm just teasing.
Drive always says I ran through the rugby team. That's what he said.
It might be true. So one of the girls, I said, I guess after one of the 2005 parties that he had after the VMA after parties, she said she was paid $250 to dance at the mainstream event.
Yeah.
But then if you want to go to the after party.
That's it.
At Diddy's house, that was $1,000. Got $1,000.
Got a bump in pay.
To dance there. And there's actually, there's pictures of him and at this party in particular in 2005, and he's wearing this like God is the greatest t-shirt, which, you know, okay, seems like a nice wholesome thing, right? But they say later in the evening, there's a video that the New York Post has seen. Of people having sex all over the place later in the evening, and what appears to be Diddy having sex with an A-list star, male star, in the background. The Post says they've seen the video.
Okay.
And it's being pitched around to various outlets. They're trying to sell it.
Any speculation who that A-lister might be?
I mean, I think Bieber's a big name.
Okay.
Really?
Would Usher be considered an A-lister?
Oh, yeah.
Is Usher an A-lister?
I gotta think.
So just... horrible, horrible things.
God, my memory stinks. Did Usher just do the Super Bowl? Who did the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he just did the
last
Super Bowl.
Year.
Yeah.
Kind of crushed it.
They say that there's a couple other male stars. One that was on the making with the band. He's a John Doe in the lawsuit. he said that over a 3-day period, Diddy like made him perform, you know, a certain type of sex, like, you know, all this crazy stuff. There's a 10-year-old boy that says that's accusing Diddy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy, the allegations that are out there, and they keep coming out.
And he's still in jail, correct?
Yes. I think his attorney is trying to issue some sort of gag order, but the judge threw that out. So, you know, they obviously want everybody to shut up, but they're not. So, crazy. Terry Garr passed away, Cakes. Do you remember her?
Actress from Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom. Tootsie. She was a co-star with Dusty Hoffman.
Tootsie.
Yeah.
I always liked Terry Garr.
I definitely saw that in the movie theater. I remember at Beltway Plaza back in the day.
It's a good movie.
It was a good movie. Dustin Hoffman.
Was she ever on Saturday Night Live?
I don't
maybe
think
not.
So.
They say she started out, she did
she
some appearances.
She was kind of bald in her prime.
She did some appearances on Star Trek, the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, the Dick
that
Van
means
Dyke
she's
Show.
Old.
Yeah.
Well, she was 79.
Yeah.
She continued working until 2011, but recently, you know, over the last, I guess, 20 years or so, she had been battling multiple sclerosis. Mm. Which she was diagnosed with in 2000.
Pour some out for her tonight.
So, yeah, terrible news there, and a bunch of celebrities are kind of paying tribute to her. Ken Jennings.
Mr. Mom is just a classic. It's, just,
it's a good one.
It's a good film.
I'm not even sure I've seen it. Who was the star of
Michael
that?
Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Remember, he gets fired.
Then the wife. Terry Garr has to go bring home the bacon, and he has to watch the kids. Hilarity ensues.
Hmm.
I mean, that movie's probably 40 years old. 35 to 40 years old.
It was 83. Yeah.
All right. So Ken Jennings is in trouble again. This time,
what's he in trouble for? He just seems like the biggest nerd on the planet.
Well, he gets in trouble for he goes on rants online. This time, maybe he had a sexist comment. I'm trying to figure it out.
Jeopardy related rants?
Or yes. Just... This was on Jeopardy. No, this was during the taping of the show.
Okay.
The category was complete the rhyming phrase.
Okay. I kind of like that.
Contestants were given the phrase.
Well, I think I've done well on this one in the past. And I don't do well on a lot of the Jeopardy categories.
Cakes is going to make a sexist comment during Junkerty.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to do my best to not do that.
All right. I guess they say men seldom make passes at.
Oh, I watched this last night because this aired two nights ago.
Okay.
I'm always a day behind.
So you know the answer. Hold up.
Men seldom make passes at. This is complete the rhyming phrase.
Yeah. At girls
and it got
who wear
him
glasses.
Into trouble.
Girls who wear glasses.
Yeah. And one of the women on the one of the contestants was a woman wearing glasses.
Right. And I guess he alluded to that. He said.
What's the answer?
If he's in trouble for that, it's the most benign thing ever. Because
what is the answer, Cakes?
Well, we just said.
You just said girls that wear glasses.
Oh. Men seldom make passes. At girls who wear glasses.
Right. I thought
he basically said, we have one of those on the panel tonight.
Sorry.
And I think that's
he said. No, he said, that's a little problematic. Sorry, Heather. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's just being an aside.
Just making a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. No biggie.
He's like the least controversial person on television.
What was Heather's reaction?
She just laughed.
She just laughed?
Yeah, she laughed.
I think
she didn't laugh. She didn't laugh when she lost the game, but she laughed in the moment. She took an L last night.
You're a Ken Jennings mark.
I mean, I'm more of a Jeopardy mark.
Okay.
I mean, you could basically put a Ken Jennings Tesla robot up there to host, and I would still watch it.
Who's
sure.
The guy that broke the game that started, like, not starting with 200 and 400?
Right?
James Holzhauer.
Are people still following his method, which was kind of the sporadic method?
He was basically a genius. And shocker, poker player.
Or are they going back to the traditional, I'll go for 200 first, 400, 600?
I see some people just go for, like, 600 or 1,000 right out of the gates. Like, they go for the bigger dollar value questions. And a lot of them, I'm shaking my head because I have no idea what they're talking about.
All right, Cakes, there's been another incident on a golf course. A shocking video taken during a round at the Burnaby Mountain Golf Course earlier this month.
Where is that located?
Jesus, I'm trying to find out. Burnaby Mountain, you have to Google it. I don't know if that's here in the United States or I guess it's British Columbia, maybe.
That is not in the United States, but yes, yeah, okay.
Maybe
well,
it's
north
British
of
Columbia.
Us. Yeah.
Apparently, shocker, it was the incident happened after a guy was pissed off with a group behind him hitting into them.
Okay.
And I guess he took his driver and he donked him over the head with it.
Did he kill the guy?
I don't think he killed the guy, but you see
him
down.
And that's all on video?
Yeah, you can see the video.
Yeah.
Well, let me see.
What'd you think of the video when you saw it? Is it trifling?
He looked like you in the backyard on your
Did he swing? How did he swing it?
I like almost like a baseball bat.
He did.
Yeah.
Just because he was pissed off that they were playing slow.
Well,
because they hit into him.
Yeah, altercation.
Right.
On the course. Happens at Norbeck all the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it does.
No, everyone's pretty chill out there, dude. I got to tell you. I'm being honest. Everyone's very chill out there.
Ooh, I'm watching it right now.
How does he hit him? Did he pummel him?
Watch this.
What do you say? Describe what
you're
seeing.
Well, the video, you don't really see the video because whoever's taking the video, the phone goes down to the ground.
Uh-huh.
But you see the guy getting up. Oh, he got pummeled.
He did? Is he bleeding? Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't look like he's feeling good.
If you get hit in the head with a driver, it's definitely going to leave a mark.
The hurting smash factor.
Yeah.
Lucky you're alive.
Yeah. I mean, that could definitely kill you.
Somebody takes a driver to your dome?
Of course. Of course. So are they going to charge him with attempted murder? Probably not.
I mean,
should.
It's at minimum.
But
it's an assault.
He didn't intend to kill him. I think it has to be intent. You have to have motive to kill him, right?
Can you imagine playing golf and then?
Yeah, I think that would just be assault.
I think it'd be assault. It's a bad assault.
And then someone hits into you, and you're like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
And then the guy just whacks his driver upside your head.
Things are escalating if that's happening.
Right. We did play behind some guests a couple weeks ago. Like, I knew they weren't members.
Mm-hmm.
And they were putting out everything. Like,
yeah.
And they clearly, we could hear them talking about their bets before they teed off.
Uh-huh.
And literally, they had the entire golf course.
They were backed up.
Backed up like three holes.
Well, didn't the marshal come up and say,
finally, he did. He came up and was like, dude, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, you got a hurting starter.
No, he came around there about about hole six. But normally, that doesn't happen out there. It's not a muni. You know
what sucks is fallback.
I know, this weekend,
it's
right?
It's going to be dark at like 5:15.
So, I mean,
fallback is good the next day.
You got to tee off the latest 12.
But then I start getting depressed when it's dark at 4:45.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
It is depressing.
I don't handle it very well.
You know how to handle it? Bourbon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not a bourbon guy.
You're a beer guy.
I'm a Scotty's vodka guy.
All right, you're a vodka guy.
Make a Scotty's vodka drink.
Or also, you know what else you are? You're a Surfside guy.
I am a Surfside guy.
That strawberry lemon. Oh, my God.
So good.
We're doing an appearance for them next week.
Next week.
I'm going to get a couple cases.
Very good.
Coming up next, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us. But let me tell you about Main Street Bank. You can bank local and cheer local in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.